G'day, my perverted motherfuckers. Good afternoon, morning, evening, bonjour, bonsoir, bon oui, hello. welcome to a new music questionnaire. We do already have a music questionnaire on Backstage. But it's 4 fucking years old. No disrespect to Tarkus who put it together, but I thought it was time for a new one and a slightly different one. This one's going to focus on songs and less about albums and artists, although one of the questions is about an artist. And this is only 13 questions, and hopefully it should be pretty easy to do. It's just slightly different, and I think we need another one, considering how many of us actually listen to music and who find music an important part of their day and life. So, without further ado, I'm going to launch into it, and hopefully fucking Spotify plays, because the last time I recorded this, it decided to stop. I was going, ah! Anyway, first question, favourite song discovery of 2019? My favourite, this is actually more of an album discovery. The album is called The Defamation of... I'll let the intro... The album is called The Defamation of Strickland Banks. It's a concept album. I'll leave you to go and look this up. The song is called She Said, and the artist is Plan B. I like this song because of the beat. I like the guy's voice. Music reminds me of early 60s UK soul. And it appealed. The whole album appeals. I'm an unusual music listener in that I actually don't listen to lyrics. I actually listen to sounds. So when I'm listening to music, I actually listen to the beat, the instruments being played, how it makes me feel, and less about the words. I'll also listen to voices as well. Of course I would, because I'm on an audio site. I actually don't pay attention much to lyrics. I will if I've listened to the song a lot, and sometimes I like to go and look lyrics up. Most of the time I don't bother. I just thought I'd let you know that. Number two. Pause on that. A song that reminds you of someone you'd rather forget about. This is actually not a song. This song is to do with my ex. We didn't actually have a song, thank Christ for that. But this music does remind me of him, and I'm not going to tell you the story because it's actually kind of funny. And it's the intro theme to Dexter. In fact, I used to have it as his ringtone. We had a bit of an in-joke about serial killers, and this became his fucking ringtone. Oh my god. And I'd rather forget about this song, to be honest, because I'd rather forget about him. Anyhow, pause. Next question. A song that needs to be played loud. Oh, look, I posted this as a question on my server, and look, the number of songs that people listen to that actually have to be played loud is actually quite lengthy. But this is one that immediately came to mind. It's Du Hast by Rammstein. And I've recently played a mashup of this on my subreddit, which was kind of cool. All Rammstein songs have got to be played loud. This a bit of background. This group was the first metal band I ever liked. I was never a fan of metal much. I used to think it was just noise. And a guy I dated, he and I both used to run, and he used to run to this, and it's got a really good running beat, which is why I like it. And it's not typical metal. Oh, maybe it's a place in my life where I'm ready to open my ears up to something a little bit different. Having said that, I actually do like metal. I can't believe I actually said that out loud, but there you go. I think that's enough rather than that, that's all. A song that makes you want to dance. Fuck, there's so many songs, but I had to see my feet are tapping. This is definitely one. There's a song from Greece. Oh, look, I should do a post all about songs that make you want to dance. Sorry, I'm just going to have a moment here. So hard. I love Kevin Bacon. I mean, who doesn't? Anyway. Number five, a song to drive to. I do quite a bit of driving at the moment. I'm commuting between here and a friend's place, and he's 2 hours away, so I do get a chance to play some tunes. Oh, it's been fucking awesome. More of a group I like to drive, I drive to, which is U2, of course, and this is one of the ones that I particularly love, which is I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. And you know, this has come up a couple of times in recent days about road trips and music that you listen to on road trips, and oh fuck yeah. And I can listen to just you two on a road trip. Okay, next question. A song that makes you happy. Most music makes me happy. Most music. You know, this is the only one I could think of. This is Happy by Pharrell Williams. There's a lot of music that does. Sometimes I hate these questions because you've got to think and my memory is really shit. I mean, it really is good. But and this describes my mood at the moment. I am in a happy space, and it feels really fucking damn good, I've got to say. Anyhow, and of course, correspondingly, we want a song that makes you feel sad. I've actually got quite a few. This is kind of a bit of a love song, but it does bring tears to my eyes. This is not an original, but his version I really love because I like covers. This is The First Time I Ever I Saw Your Face by George Michael. The first time ever I saw your face. It's enough. I don't want to sit here getting all maudlin because I'm in a happy mood. If slightly tender. Number 8, song that makes you move forward. I interpreted this more of kind of a positive, kind of upbeat song. And I've got 2. Of course, I've got to play Queen. Don't Stop Me Now. Something about the build-up of this song that makes you want to go out and just shout, or not shout it, but sing it from the rooftops. Song makes me want to dance too. If you can see me now, I'm sitting here on the couch bopping away. Oh my god. Second song in this. Just the intro to this. Don't Stop Believing by Journey. I first heard this song actually by, I actually heard it sung on that TV show called Glee, of all things. Yeah, I mean, I listened to that. It's had music in it. Well, how else would you? Wouldn't you listen to it? Okay, next song. One of your favourite 70s songs. And I've put groups because it's hard to pick a favourite 70s song. So my favourite 70s group is of course ABBA, which I grew up listening to. And my favourite song is the little known one. Again, a beat that I'm tapping my feet to. And I remember dancing around the room singing this song. Song is called That's Me, from the Arrival album 1972, I think. This is the first record, yes, vinyl, that I ever purchased. I was purchasing vinyl before I went to cassettes and then CDs, and now I'm on Spotify. Holy shit. Now it's Oh, my screen's back. That's me. Okay, number 10, a song that is a cover by another artist. Look, I've already played one. I love covers, and there's some really well done ones. But this is one I stumbled across from the fabulous Florence and the Machine. And the song is Stand By Me. Okay, if I sing all of these songs, we're going to be here till midnight. So I'm going to keep moving because I've just looked at the time and gone, holy shit. I've been talking for 15 minutes already and I still haven't finished. Number 11, a song from the year that you were born. I'm not going to actually mention the year I was born and you'll probably figure it out. Yes, I'm an old fart. The song is Joy to the World by a band called Three Dog Night. Okay, number 12, a song that reminds you of yourself. That's actually quite a difficult one to answer. And I've picked this one because it's got a line in here that I kind of identify with quite a bit. The song is She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5. And the lyric is, girl with a broken smile, and it's kind of how I see myself. I'm pretty warm, funny, jovial, or so I've been told. Don't always believe it. And I generally always have a smile on my face. But it's somewhat broken, and not a lot of people see that. But this song is a message of hope, saying that I will be loved. Because I've kind of gone through life not feeling loved. Mum and Dad did, that's for sure. I felt loved by them. But some of my relationships, not so much. And she will be loved. And she will be loved. Okay. Well, it seems I must have pressed stop because the last question, which was a song by an artist with a voice you love, actually didn't record. So I am recording this and adding it onto the end of this audio. The artist that I love, which I'm just going to reverse a bit, is Katie Noonan. She's a local girl. She was in a band in the early noughties called George, and she has an amazing voice. It's very clear and pure to my ears. And she's the daughter of an opera singer. And her mother is Maggie Noonan. And this is her and her mother singing the Flower Duet. And this song, when played loud, just gives me the goosebumps. And that's the power of opera. It stirs the emotions. So on that note, I'm going to say good night. I bid you all adieu, because it's about 7 p.m. on a Sunday night. It's a school night for me, so I've got to prepare for salt mines tomorrow. I hope you've enjoyed listening to me chat about some music that I love, and I look forward to listening to you all talk about music that you love as well. Bye for now.